I'd like to call order the Town of Brule regular meeting for Monday, July 13th, 2020. Mr. Daigle, can you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I ask you to remain standing, please? We had a Mr. Bobby Stanley, who was our town clerk for years here in the town hall. He passed away this week, so if you don't mind, maybe we can do a moment of silence just for a minute for Mr. Bobby Stanley, our previous town clerk from, I don't know the exact dates, but a long time ago. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Andre. Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. Guess we could have done Mr. Bobby under recognitions and commendations, but we did it already, so.
Mm-hmm.
In your packets, we have the minutes from our regular meeting of June 8th, 2020. I don't know of any changes. With that, do I have a motion to approve our minutes? Moved by Ms. Andre, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works. I'll read the Public Works update for June 2020. Total rainfall, 6 events, 9 inches. No drainage issues were observed or reported. We installed a drainage box on the south side of St. Francis Street at the retention pond. 2 skate alarms at our lift stations, both were minor. 2 out of compliance tests on a sewer treatment facility. We had chlorine interruption. It's been resolved. Road overlay project was executed and completed. We are following up on a few cleanup things and it should be done. We excavated 1,500 feet of BZ ditch for a total of 3,200 feet just brought to grade. We have about half of it left, 3,800 feet left to finish. Our LED speed signs were installed on West Main Street. A repair was made on town cleanup near the shopping center. No personnel incidents for the maintenance department. Upcoming, we have Republic roadside debris is scheduled to be picked up this week, July 13th week. Extra monthly pickup is scheduled for July 31st. And that'll do it for Public Works. Yeah, it was blocked up. We had a lot of grease. We're blowing out those lines and cleaning all that out. But we also had a pipe that where AT&T had done some work that we had thought it collapsed, so we had to dig it up and get in there and fix it. So, all right, planning and zoning. Consider final plat on Oscar Denham property. Should have a map. Do we have it online? Want to come on up?
Good afternoon. My name is Obie Watts. I work with Court Bradford, and we submitted this final plat for a minor subdivision of lot OD4, which is the rear portion of the original lot, and we're just subdividing that lot into 2 lots, OD4A and OD4B. A statement has been added to the plat that no construction can begin on those 2 lots until a road is constructed along the 50-foot access servitude from Live Oak.
Oh, what's your name, sir?
O-B-I-E, Watts, W-A-T-T-S.
Okay. Just for the record, just so we had it.
Yes, sir.
So that's those 2 notations.
Yeah, do we want to change that and strengthen it up a bit like we talked about?
I thought we did.
I think we need to add maybe something, construction cannot begin.
But the note has been revised to say that in accordance with the Town of Brule's ordinance.
Okay. Town specs.
He just needs to, Court needs to drop that up.
Okay, so he's going to change that up for us?
Okay. Good. Thank you.
One other item I think was Shane Saturday had mentioned cross drainage ditches. It needed to be shown on that.
They were,
yeah, it's in there.
Yes,
oh, there, okay.
Up at the top it says, any variances, any construction activities within dedicated servitude, we need a variance. Culverts, fences, that I think that was directed at those.
But we did pick up the the ditches.
Okay, you did. So the new map will have that on it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good.
Any other questions?
Do you have to...
And the planning and zoning. All right, any other questions? Tom, we need a public hearing on this?
No.
All right, do I have a motion to approve the map as submitted with the two changes we discussed about town specs for the road and the cross ditches not being filled in?
I move.
Moved by Mr. Niesler?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? We roll call? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you, sir.
You get that new map to us? And with the changes in that box, and we'll get it signed back to you. All right, Finance Committee, we have the actual budget to actual for June. With the budget adjustments, we turned out fine for the year, we're within our 5%. We still have some checks to cut, so it'll all balance out once it's all said and done. All right, next up, consider renewal of our IT contract. You have a copy of it in the file. It's a three-year contract, $1,900 the first year, $1,941, $1,999 the second year, and $2,059 the third year. That's a monthly charge for 3 years. This is the company that we had for the last 3 years, and we're happy with them. We went out and got a bid to put some of our stuff on a server on a cloud, and it was extremely high cost up front. It would have been a little bit less than this, possibly. We don't know for sure on a monthly basis, but the cost up front was just extremely high. So we decided to try to stay with our AIM group. We're happy with them, and they do a good job for us. So I'm just asking for you to give me authority to sign this, enter in this three-year contract.
So move.
Got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? No roll call on time. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Personnel Committee, I don't know of anything. Recreation Committee, I don't know of anything. Police Committee, I don't have anything. Governmental Affairs Committee, Landmark and Heritage Meeting, July 20th at 6:30. Anything else, Ms. Bourgeois? I talked to Ms. Bourgeois earlier, too. We may end up having a little ceremony, in September? So we may have a ceremony in September. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, I don't have any. Hearing and final action on ordinances, we don't have any. Introduction of ordinances, anybody? I don't know of any. No resolutions. Police Department report.
The Brule Police Department monthly report for June 2020. Disturbances, we had 10. No insurance tows, we had 9. Alarms, we had 7. Welfare checks, 3. Thefts, we had 6. 2 were at the church, 2 identity thefts. We recovered a stolen car from Port Allen, and we had a theft at the apartments. Auto accidents, we had 2. Public assist, 2. Hit and run, we had 1. Medical calls, 3. Damage to property, 1. Miscellaneous complaints, 12. Assist other agencies, 1. Suspicious persons or vehicles, 6. Animals at large, 1. Fire, 1. Drug arrest, 2. And they were both traffic stops on the highway. Deaths, we had 1. Cruelty to juveniles, 1 call. Total complaints, 69. Total citations, 412 for the month. Total violations, 502.
Thank you, sir.
Where was the fire?
Ma'am?
Where was the fire?
I don't recall. Do you know, Chief?
A house?
I don't think it was anything too significant. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Mayor's report. As we all know, the governor did a mask mandate for the state, so we're going to abide by the mask mandate. Mosquito issues, we had West Nile that was tested in Addison Brule. The parish will start spraying, doing something else. I forget what they call it during the day, but anyway, they're on top of the West Nile issue. I don't know if it was a whole lot. They test those boxes throughout the parish. I just want to bring that to everyone's attention. I don't know if you heard me talking to Rusty. Our generator's going to need a $10,000 repair at the Live Oak sewer station. We priced a new one out, and it's over $40,000. So we're probably going to go on and do the $10,000 repair. Waiting on getting the estimate and getting all the I's dotted and T's crossed. AC repair, we have the Centennial Room air condition went out. We've been limping it along for probably 4 or 5 years. And it's finally dead, so we're going to have to do some repair work in there. I think it was around $5,000 to repair that, Blaine, somewhere in that vicinity. We're going to get a new one. So we're going to replace the Centennial. And then today we had some issues with the main air conditioning, so it might just be because it's hot. We'll play that by ear and see. I had lunch today with the two mayors from the parish and Mayor President Berthelot. LA1 South Overlay is still lined up for this year, so we should see that pretty soon. They're rerouting some water lines to start on the Intercoastal Bridge, which would be the southbound side in between the railroad track and the Intercoastal Bridge, so maybe we'll see some action on the Intercoastal Bridge at the end of the year. The 415 connector is in process. As crazy as it sounds, I think the 415 connector may come after the new overpasses on LA1. We're looking at probably the fall of next year before it goes out. So I know it's crazy, the money's there, but that's just the way it is. We applied for some money for CARES Act on some money we received, on some expenses we had, and we were approved. So we're going to get $740 back on stuff like the plexiglass and hand sanitizers and stuff we spent for the COVID. We also applied for LMA Community Achievement Awards. They usually give those away at the LMA convention. We submitted our bike program. So hopefully we'll see. We got pictures, and Blaine did a nice PowerPoint, and we submitted it to the LMA. So I'm hoping that we'll get a little Community Achievement Award, and hopefully we win it. So I don't want to be second on it. We'll see. And it's for towns less than 3,000 population, so we'll qualify under that. The census is still going on. Please, if you know somebody that hasn't done the census, we were 64, is that right? 64.5, something like that, percent. So we still got a long ways to go. So just keep that in mind. If you can remind people, please let them know about the census. That should do my mayor's report, unless anybody has any questions on that. All right, remarks of personal privilege. It's open now. Anybody?
I would like to ask Scott, I was here last Monday, uh-huh. And I requested a police report on an incident, and I checked today, and it's not, it hasn't been completed yet.
Jonathan, you have any idea?
Did you go out to the police department?
I called and talked to Officer Thompson, who said it wasn't.
Did not go out to the police department.
And I'd like to be able to get for the next meeting.
Okay, for next month? You want to be on a committee, or you want to be on a regular meeting? Regular meeting.
Whatever you recommend.
It needs to come to the committee.
Yeah, we'll put you on the committee, and then regular meeting will be in the minutes. So if you want to come back twice like you did this time, you can do that. That's fine. Just Chief and I talked after the meeting last week. For the next event, we will try to get, we talked about signs. We talked about putting it on our website. So we will try to be a little forward in getting it out and trying to explain the ordinance some kind of way. So we did talk about that last week. So just that's kind of where we stand on that. Anybody else?
Question.
Sure.
I guess I'll give you two more masks. The exercise equipment, I'll buy the park. Is there any possibility to put a cover over that? That stuff is really hot.
Yeah, that's recreation. I can check with Anatol. That falls under the parish recreation.
Okay.
So I'll check with Anatol on that and see.
Put over the playground.
Yeah. I'm sure they could put, yeah, like they have over the playground or one of those canvas tarps.
Yeah, so plastic bottle.
I'll check with Anatol and see if they, I don't know when their budget is. I think it's end of the year, so.
Calendar.
Yeah, calendar year. I'll check with Anatol on that. Anybody else? All right, no announcements that I'm aware of. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre. Second by Mr. Niesler. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Means adjourned.